It's News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network. Here's your host, Jim Richards.
A reporter on the scene will update us on a terrible and developing story as we speak. A search continues for a missing construction worker believed to have been trapped underground after an industrial accident in Mississauga on Friday. Some scary stuff with a reporter on the scene in 15 minutes right here on the iHeart Talk Radio Network. I'm iHeart Talk Radio's Jim Richards, along with the handsome and irrepressible, he is our friend Mark Mendelson, who joins us right now. Mark, thank you very much for your time.
Handsome and irrepressible. I'll tell you, Jim, I don't know how to follow that one up. Thank you.
One of them may not be accurate. I'm not going to guess which one, but one of them may not be accurate. So, Mark, I wanted to get your expertise on dummies. And what I mean by that is stupid criminals, because I saw this one story that had developed, and our friend John Woodward, I'll be honest with you, I've never met John Woodward. He seems like a good enough guy, but he tells of a huge drug bust here, and the person who is busted claims that he didn't know that there was a huge amount of cocaine in his actual apartment.
He lives a humble, frugal existence, no criminal record of any kind.
This is the lawyer here saying this about his client.
He lives a humble, frugal existence, no criminal record of any kind.
His lawyer, Mitchell Warsoff, said Dubajic was as surprised as anyone when these bricks were found in the room he rented to a friend of a friend. On the door, a sign saying Vandalay Industries, a reference to the TV show Seinfeld.
Did anybody call here asking for Vandalay Industries?
A fictional company, Dubajic says, wasn't his idea.
He rented out that second room to somebody who he really didn't know very well, coming from a very close friend of his who he trusted. And that person never slept in that second room. The police found all that contraband, much to his surprise.
All right. I don't know. Maybe that. Are you buying any of that, Mark? Does that sound like something that a judge or a jury is going to bite on?
Well, I like the Vandalay Industries thing, Jim, because yeah. It really, he'll probably be in jail by the time Festivus comes around. So it's really quite interesting. You know, what John Woodward, who's a really good journalist with CTV, what we didn't hear is, of course, that when this guy was arrested, when the search warrants were done, the Toronto police recovered the largest drug and gun seizure from an individual in the history of this police service. And this guy is going to sit now and say he's got this tiny little two-bedroom apartment. And little did he know that the mother load of drugs and guns were in another bedroom in this tiny little place.
Yeah.
And if that's the defense he's going to run, Jim, well, you know what? Lawyers take instructions from their clients. And this guy's obviously given this counsel, his version of events. And, from what we've heard so far in terms of his testimony, certainly today in court, I'm not sure if this is in front of a jury, but if it is, I would imagine the jury would be out for about the time it takes to have a cup of coffee, because it's really, really a big stretch.
I've seen, like, there's all sorts of, gangs running drug TV shows. I'm thinking of Top Boy, which is a British show, which is really well done, but it's about gangs and how they're hiding drugs, and they'll pick it. I mean, I get it. This is a TV show, but they'll pick some unsuspecting guy that the cops would not believe actually would have anything to do with this. And they're also like, the guy was like, hey, don't open this package, but do you mind holding on to it for us? And I know that's a TV show, but does that not happen?
Well, it's pretty rare. And in this particular case, for this guy in Toronto, the police did find a reasonable quantity of cocaine in his room as well. And he readily admitted, yeah, I sell cocaine, make a little extra money on the side. So, I mean, if we're going to get into an air of reality in terms of this defense, you've got to wonder how credible this story is. And, you know, sometimes people just have to really take advice. And there's five simple words, Jim, and it's in our charter, the right to remain silent. Sometimes you just shouldn't talk.
Okay.
You just shouldn't say anything. You know?
All your life in crime, and crime fighting, I should say, as a former detective, What have been some of the dumbest excuses that you've ever heard?
Well, when I was an undercover narcotics officer, we did a large buy of hash oil from an individual in a car. And then after the buy was done, he drove off and we had him stopped by the police a couple blocks away to be arrested. And in the car, of course, there was another mother load of hash oil, you know, probably about 4 gallons of it. And his excuse was, well, it's not mine because I just stole this car. I had no idea. I had no idea. But it ain't my car, so therefore it ain't my drugs. Even though he seems to have forgot that he was talking with an undercover officer 20 minutes before and sold him a whole quantity of this stuff. So, I mean, but, you know, like, you know, Jim, half of my career was in homicide. And I have had murder scenes where the killers have left their cell phones next to the body by accident. They've dropped their wallet on the way out. You know, and I, you know, it's nighttime. We can get a little more graphic. You know, but I've had people who have, you know, had body parts in the oven.
God.
You know, when we arrive, and I've had the excuse given to me from the killer saying, well, it can't be me because I don't know how to cook.
That's so funny. So, well, yeah.
I mean, and it's funny and it's sad, but, you know, again, I go back to, you know, the right to remain silent. Sometimes you just sort of walk yourself into these problems just by opening up your mouth. And defense lawyers pull their hair out when they find out that these statements, you know, were made.
Okay.
I mean,
Mark, what I've got for you now is a list of dumb criminals, and I want you to give a mark out of 10 for what you're about to hear. First story, guy on a police chase stops to get gas.
Going to get out and act very strange, maybe even getting gas. Ran into the store once again, went to the pumps. Here he is, back out, a very quick stop, and there he is, pumping the gas. I've always thought about
the helicopter reporter says the guy who's being chased by the cops stops to get gas. Out of 10, how stupid is that?
Oh, that ranks, that's about an 8, 8.5 to a 9. Yeah, you know what, if you're gonna steal gas, you know, and you're gonna steal cars and go into police pursuits, make sure you got at least a quarter of a tank. That's my experience.
All right, this guy, well, this police officer explains this man's problem.
He's notorious, known around Acres Homes area and all up and down, like North Shepherd, West Little York. We've got him West 43rd. They're calling this guy Social Security because he has his Social Security actually tattooed across his forehead.
So the guy tries to claim that he's not himself, but he's got his Social Security tattooed across his forehead. Out of 10, how dumb is that criminal?
Oh, brilliant. That's a 10. Absolutely. Absolutely. You might as well put your address and your cell number on your cheeks. I mean, just brilliant.
Okay, that's a 10. The next guy has stolen a car, decides to live stream the auto theft on Facebook.
Okay, if you don't believe me right now, look, check it out. From Tulsa to Wausau right now, I'm in the cop car.
Stole a cop car.
Where's my sirens at? Hear my siren? Look.
I don't know. Out of 10, how dumb is it to steal a cop car and live stream it on Facebook?
Well, you know what? He goes above the he goes above the 10 limit. You know, he is TikTok man of the year. There's no question about that.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. A police officer talks about a man who was hoarding.
It appears that the containers were placed there by the owner of the property. We don't quite know why, but he was storing them there.
They were container. No, never mind. They were containers of his own urine. I'm not sure if that's just disturbing or all out just stupid. Anyway, Mark, thank you very much for your expertise. And what is this guy? Oh, this one is...
Key West deputies say 37-year-old Melvin Stubbs had 40 grams of cocaine on him at the time of his arrest. But on his way to jail, deputies say Stubbs, quote, chewed up or ate the seat of the patrol car. He took some pretty big chunks out of the seat.
Have you had anybody try to eat your patrol car seat?
No, but you know what? This guy could be my hero. I kind of like that one. That's a good one. I like that.
All right, Mark, have a great weekend. Thank you very much.
You too, Jim. Great talking with you, buddy.
Straight ahead, we're going to head to Mississauga, where there is a developing, hopefully happy ending to a scene of a worker who has gone missing. That next on News Talk Tonight.